Yeah, just real briefly here, folks. Another day, another dollar in post-apocalyptic America. And I woke up this morning to some Google News headlines featuring Dr. Scott Gottlieb, Mr. Potato Head, the former FDA director who then practically the next day becomes a bag holder of Pfizer stock. In fact, now owns so much Pfizer stock, he's on their board of directors. He's practically Mr. Pfizer. And you can see this shameful Mr. Potato Head, now almost 2 years of nonstop shilling on cable media, cable TV, nonstop shilling, with his ill-fitting tight suits and his weird orange face. I think he must use the same TV makeup that Orange Man uses. You know, the guy looks orange. But, you know, just it's just fake, folks. If you have no discernment, then I guess I can't help you. But when you watch this guy's interviews, every day he's so concerned like this is day one of COVID. Like this is day one, we don't know what's going to happen. And just his desperation to get this clot shot into America's children, 5 years old and up. His new desperation now that the whole world is figuring out that in young people, a more common side effect than initially stated is myocarditis, serious inflammation of the heart, from which about half the people don't recover. About 50% of people who get myocarditis are typically dead within 4 to 5 years. So to force this upon people who are, you know, only 6 or 7 or 8 years old, it makes no sense unless you're a fucking demon. Unless you're a fucking piece of garbage who is compromised in some way we don't yet understand. Right? I think these people are literally blackmailed. The same kind of concern and fear on his face as some of the shill doctors. Some of the shill doctors on TikTok who are getting paid to do these videos. It's like enough already. Everybody knows about the vaccine. And to force this upon children is absolute child abuse. Again, I do think this is going to lead to a new civil war because there are 8 billion people on the planet, and that's a lot. And here it's just a handful of so-called experts that have pushed this on us, and that's not a lot of people, right? You think about all the doctors in the world. Why do we just hear from Dr. Scott Gottlieb and like 2 or 3 other names, Dr. Fauci? Like, that's insane, absolutely insane. So again, I'll put some photos, some screenshots of Dr. Scott Gottlieb, these articles. I'll put them in today's episode description. Just so those of you who don't live in the U.S., and you're not exposed to our media every day. Those of you in other countries, so you know what I'm talking about. They trot this guy out, and it's just so fake. His interviews, it's like, he acts like the Andromeda strain hit 5 hours ago. We have no idea what it is. We need the children to double mask up. You need to take this vaccine the second you get the opportunity. Oh, wait, is one of your biggest investments Pfizer stock? Are you a fucking literal shill? I mean, these people have just no respect for humanity, no respect for their fellow Americans. It's so disgusting. It's so absolutely disgusting. And then you have the inventor of mRNA vaccine technology, the literal inventor of mRNA vaccines, Dr. Robert Malone. He did a tweet storm the other day, which we have over on our site if you want to check it out, fulcrum.news and fulcrumnews.com. He did a tweet storm talking about how it's so weird that the media in unison, right, total uniformity across outlets, all at once start going after ivermectin, right? They start attacking ivermectin and the doctors who are prescribing it. And it's like, hey, I didn't even know what ivermectin was. I think most people had no idea what ivermectin was. And yet these bloggers in the media at various newspapers and at BuzzFeed and Yahoo News and Axios, all the usual losers, all the usual attack dogs for the handful of families who own most of the fiat. And it's like overnight, they're experts at ivermectin. They're experts at ivermectin treatments. And on top of that, they know to scold you. They know so much about ivermectin that they know it's bad. And it's like, where is this shaming coming from? You little journalists at BuzzFeed and shit who make 40K a year, you, like the rest of us, you didn't know what ivermectin was. And then you were sent an email or something by somebody with a bunch of talking points, right? Because again, this is something that was brought up by Dr. Robert Malone. The whole media went against ivermectin at once, like a true conspiracy. Because if there's something cheap and effective, if there's something cheap and effective out there that doctors can prescribe, that threatens the emergency use authorization, threatens the EUA status of this Pfizer jab, It really is all about making a lot of money for these sick pieces of shit in D.C. who are loaded up to the hilt on Pfizer stock. And it seems to have a second agenda. It seems to be about harming the young. Why Scott Gottlieb, even if he's a literal Satanist, why he would want to put this junk in the young when we now know what we know? He's acting like this is still February 2021 and we don't know about the side effects from the mRNA jabs. Really weird. Really weird and dishonest and disgusting. And again, he's one of only a handful of doctors that the corporate media will put on television. There are millions of doctors in the world, and he's one of just a handful that they put on every day. And if you don't see it, not my job to hold your hand. You know, you watch 5 minutes of Scott Gottlieb, it makes your skin crawl. If you don't have a completely bricked pineal gland and no discernment whatsoever, the guy makes your skin crawl. He's been saying the same goddamn thing for nearly 2 years, right? We're coming up on 2 years of coronavirus. So it's just so incredibly shameful. And, you know, the back down in the UK, their government backing down and saying no vaccine passport, that's because so many people oppose this. The media is not telling you that. The majority of people oppose this. Even the people who got the vaccines, they don't want a vaccine passport because they know that means taking more booster shots for the rest of their life, potentially, for that vaccine passport to remain eligible. It's just a bad idea. So the UK has abandoned it. And in Australia, they're going to have to do the same thing. They're not showing you that people are resisting this big time. The media is just not covering stuff. Total cover up. And these satanic sacks of shit in D.C. You think you're smarter than everybody else? You're just people. You're just people who are born into some sad central bank families. And that brings me to the other little media point. Other little point of media criticism for this week. The Wall Street Journal had an article this morning calling El Salvador's acceptance of Bitcoin a scam. I mean, those are the exact words they used. Said El Salvador's acceptance of Bitcoin as a national currency alternative is a scam. And I read the article because I was curious, how is this a scam? How is accepting the most open source and fair currency ever invented, one that doesn't have a middleman class of Rothschilds and Rockefellers and Soros, who else? Birnbaum, the Podestas, all the smaller figures. But, you know, instead of a handful of sick bag holders who trace their roots back to the founding of the Federal Reserve back in 1913, instead of that, you got open source currency where the supply can't be counterfeited. It can't be hidden from the public, right? It can't be secretly inflated. We know it's capped at 21 million coins, regardless of what you think of Bitcoin. We know it's not something that's, you know, able to be counterfeit. And so they did really the opposite of the scam. And the argument the article makes was so nonsensical. They said it's a scam because it takes away from dollarization. I mean, actually put on your thinking cap for a second, folks. I haven't even had my coffee yet. But think about how retarded that is. This is a scam because it takes away from our monopoly. Even that word, dollarization, what the fuck does that mean? This takes away from dollarization. Oh, you mean you'll send some pot-bellied pedophiles who work at the CIA or the State Department? Send some pot-bellied old pedos past their prime. You'll send them down to El Salvador or any other Central American or South American sovereign nation that tries to accept cryptocurrency and ditch your sad central bank that, again, traces its roots back to 1913. That's what it's all about. So they'll send a couple of shills down there and they'll say, hey, we'll give your elites little trips to Epstein Island too. We'll bring you into the fold. We'll go ahead and pedophile you. Make sure we have plenty of blackmail on your ass over time. And we'll give you access to cheap dollars. We'll get that dollarization going again. You can get cheap long-term loans for your country. Long-term loans that don't mature for many years. All you have to do is maintain the dollar monopoly. And any reasonable person who's not a pedophiled fuck down in El Salvador goes, hey, Mr. CIA man, or hey, Mr. State Department shill. That just doesn't sound like a good value. You mean to say you want to compromise me or my, you know, my other officials? You want to compromise me? You want to force our populace to use a foreign currency, or the currency of a country that is so far away, the United States, so far away from El Salvador, it doesn't even touch their country, right? It's bordered by many other countries before you get to the United States. So it's like, why? That's total oppression. Imagine if one day Switzerland or Belgium said, hey, America has to use our currency. or if the Swedish. We thought they were always so nice, but one day the Swedes say, you have to use our kroner, or whatever the fuck it's called. They got some weird little coin that's not even, you know, I don't understand how it integrates with the euro, or if it does at all, but they have their own currency in Sweden. And imagine if tomorrow you had to use Swedish currency at Starbucks. Not only would you be upset, you'd just think it's not logical. Not efficient, not logical. And then to read some op-ed saying, if you accept alternatives to the Swedish currency, you're walking away from kronerization. Why would you want to do that? That article is such useless garbage. Such useless garbage. If I subscribe to the Wall Street Journal, I would unsubscribe. It's just not thought. It's not good thought. It's these media outlets have literally become Instagram for the elite. They're upset about crypto taking off. They're upset that countries are starting to accept it. And so they have these little glorified blog posts where they're just pouting and throwing a little temper tantrum. This takes away from dollarization. That'd be like Blockbuster Video doing an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal saying increased use of Netflix takes away from Blockbuster Videoization. But what's good for the central banks is not good for the populace. You know, this isn't like General Motors in the 1960s. What's good for GM is good for America. Well, the central banks are mostly foreign held, and they loan our country's money. They loan us our own money, and the alternative to that is cryptocurrency. And so to say Bitcoin's a scam, no, the Wall Street Journal and this weird like unitary voice that has emerged in the media in the last few years, like they scold you, they shake their little finger, and they tell you what to do. It's so weird. It's not the purpose of journalism. Right, this Borg army of opinionators, not the purpose of journalism. And I remember years ago what they did to ivermectin recently, right? That uniform attack on it. Overnight, they're all experts on it and they know why it's bad. Same thing happened with Bitcoin years ago. Overnight, I woke up to articles saying Bitcoin is, what was the wording they used? It was something like Bitcoin cannot, basically like it can't take off. Like Bitcoin is not something that will succeed. And meanwhile, I'm looking at the charts and it's like the best performing financial asset of the year, right? This is years ago. And I'm reading all these articles in the New Yorker and the New York Times. I'm not doing a good job of paraphrasing it, but like my point is the wording was almost identical. I'm reading outlets that are owned by different companies and like some financial magazines, some mainstream magazines. And it's like someone just sent out a fucking email and everybody else copy and pasted it. You know, it's like, this is not original thought. For everybody all within the course of a week to start talking about Bitcoin, which at the time most people didn't know about at all, and to say, it can't be ready. It can't have its day in the sun. It will not be used as a currency. It's like, wow, somebody's triggered. And thank you guys so much who have gotten my newsletter. I'll put the link in the description again. That's how I stay in touch with thousands of you. And they hate it when you guys sign up for that. You know, they see that we're taking off again. They see you guys getting the newsletter. They see we're like number 60 right now in America. I think this week's podcast charts. Number 60 for daily news in America. That's incredible. For just our small team outside of DC to be able to reach as many listeners as brands like CNN and Axios. Absolutely incredible. And, you know, they want to silence people like me. And they want to silence all of you. And they want your only media options to be weird creeps like Dr. Scott Gottlieb. And they want these lockdowns to never end. And they want your children to take something that now we know leads to myocarditis in at least some cases. And we're going to see over time probably more instances of that because that's how adverse reactions work. As you go further down, you know, further down the time well, you learn more about the long-term effects of the medicine. And that's the same for any medicine that's rolled out. But here there's a medicine that just months after it comes out, there are serious side effects. And to just brush that all away and to trot out the same exact narrative you were stating back in February is totally unacceptable, Scott Gottlieb and others. There are 8 billion of us on this planet. And you fucks in the media, and you fucks in the swamp, and you fucks who are born into central bank families are simply not that much smarter than the rest of us. In fact, by this week attempted call of the populace, you've basically triggered a civil war, and you've basically triggered the reason for the populace to exit your currencies and to try out stuff like Bitcoin. Scam or not, people are pissed off at you central bank chomos. So they're going to look for alternatives, whether it's gold, whether it's silver, whether it's cryptocurrency. People are done with your game board because you have so fantastically fucked up. Either incompetent beyond belief or the last 2 years have been malicious. And when you watch Dr. Scott Gottlieb's interviews, sorry, I can't talk anymore. Haven't had my coffee yet. When you watch that fucker's interviews, is he incredibly incompetent and dense? Or is this a malicious human being trying to get an experimental shot into our nation's children? Thank you so much.